you're very, very welcome, especially if you're visiting. It's our Children's Day today, and I know we've got a few new faces in here, grandparents and aunts and uncles and all of that. It's lovely to see you. We just love people here, and we love seeing people come and join us. It's a very easy thing to do, come to church at Ballygilbert. We're making that easier and easier. We're relaxed and we're friendly, and we really enjoy all the contributions the children make to us week in and week out. It's not just today. They're always part of us and part of our family here. So you're very, very, very welcome. We also have a book stall set up this morning. So the books that are facing me at the minute, at the very back of the room, those are for the children to choose from. So boys and girls, instead of us giving you a prize today, you get to pick your own. So we'll get that all organized for you. And again, there's no money for that. Pick your own prize, and that's from us to you to say a big thank you for joining us each week. Let me get this right. Just to the right of that, there's a smaller table, and there's some books there for the grown-ups. Now, one of those books I'll plug, it's a book called 12 Things God Can't Do. We're going to hear about this today. The children have been learning about this, as have we, and that's by a guy called Nick Tucker, and we've been using that as our starting point for the last wee while. So we're going to hear about that in our service, and if you think, oh goodness, that's interesting, or if you've been enjoying church recently, and thinking about these things, that book is there today. I'd recommend that to you. A few others as well. We were let down with a card machine, so if you have cash, great. There's also an IOU list. So if you want to leave your name and your address and several phone numbers, we will get that money from you at some point. There's grace for that too. It's like the flakes. Next Sunday, special Sunday in the church family, Nathan and Katie Armstrong have been joining us for a while now. They've become part of our family, along with Ilse and Ronan. And Ilse and Ronan will be baptized next Sunday morning. That's the 2nd of July. I know, July. So come and join us for that. That's a lovely service to be part of as we welcome not just them, but their children into the family at Ballygilbert. Prior to that, 9 o'clock in the morning, down on Helens Bay Beach, Nathan is being baptized. Now, that's because Nathan's an awkward sort of fella, and he doesn't want to be sprinkled. He wants to be dunked. I was hoping for warmer weather, Nathan, but we'll be wet anyway, so yeah. So you're very welcome to join us on the beach about 9 o'clock, and we'll gather. We'll do a little bit of a thought. We want to pray for Nathan. We want to thank God for him, and we want to dunk him in the water. So we're going to do that 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, and then back here at 11 for the kids' baptism. Okay, youth club, almost there, boys and girls. Youth club had an all-night games night on Friday night there. They started at Friday night at 9 o'clock. They were awake all the way through, mostly, to 9 on Saturday morning, and they raised money for that endeavor. The youth club here at Ballygilbert's a new thing, but I wanted to encourage you this morning. They raised £700, and yeah. And all they had to do was stay up and annoy the leaders. They had a great night. They were playing in the hall all evening, a few sleepers in the back, but that's okay. But £700 to really good causes, and so encouraged by them. So well done to all involved. And if you were helping, or if you were praying for us, or commiserating with us, thanks for that as well. We really appreciate it. The last announcement's a sad one, I'm afraid. Charlie Williamson, who would have been parked in the very back pew, died on Thursday morning. Charlie was 96 and had increasingly poor health recently, but always kind and gentle and always asking for you. Real heart of gold was Charlie. Our prayers are with Jean. Charlie and Jean managed on Wednesday to celebrate their 74th wedding anniversary. So Charlie made it, and just shortly after that, he passed away. Prayers are for Jean and for their whole extended family. And for ourselves, we knew Charlie and Jean, knew them well, and were great encouragers to us. Charlie's funeral will take place here on Monday afternoon at 2:30, and you'd be most welcome to join us for that. So keep them in your prayers, we pray. In fact, maybe we'll just do that quickly now. Will we pray for them now? Let's do that. Father, we're full of life and energy this morning, despite the rain. We're excited about our service, but also, all of a sudden, mindful of Jean, who has lost not just her husband, but a lifelong friend in Charlie. Father, we hear 74 years married and we marvel. We know what that's like. We know what that takes. And yet your faithfulness was such a part of them that it worked. Father, we pray for that faithfulness now for Jeannie as she waits for Monday and says a difficult goodbye. We pray for her that you would care for her and pull her close and love her as you do. Father, do that for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to start off with a big thought that God is so great and so big. The Bible is full of lines that say God is not like you. He is great and wise and majestic, and this is why we are here. Boys and girls are going to help us sing this morning. We're our first praise, one that they sing all the time, but we love it. Our God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing he cannot do. And we like actions at Bally Gilbert, so go for it. Boys are going to come, and they're going to start us off with our first prayers. Come on ahead, guys.
Dear Lord, thank you for Children's Day and for everybody who has come this morning. Thank you for our families, for the love they give us, and when we are alone, they comfort us, and for the amazing food they make us and the way they care for us. Today, we want to think of the people in Ukraine who are struggling day by day, especially those who have lost their homes because of recent flooding of the dam. And for those struggling to find clean water and food, and for so many who have lost a mom or dad, a brother or sister, a husband or wife. Help all the soldiers who are fighting every day. We also think of the many people who died and lost their homes in Italy due to the flooding, and we pray that they may get rehoused. We also think of the awful forest fires that have been burning here in the past couple of weeks, causing so many damage to land and wildlife. Help us all to take better care of our planet and to do more recycling. Use less plastic and get involved in projects like planting more trees to try and prevent incidents like these.
Thank you for the people like our football coaches, hockey coaches and all the others who give up their free time to coach us both in term and over the summer. Thank you that they make it so much fun. And they help us to improve at our sports. We also want to thank you for our youth club, which is a fun and fabulous place to hang out. The sport is amazing, and for the leaders who will stay awake all night or count out 100 sweets with stay awake all night. Tiny tweezers, thank you that so many people want to go there and enjoy it, and we look forward to the whole week of activities in the summer. And finally, for the year sixes going into year seven, who are going to have to do the new transfer test in November, help them to be overwhelmed or stressed over the summer, but rather to enjoy it and realize that things will work out. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
inside out that the world will see. You live in me, shine from the inside out that the world will see. You live in me, you know me, and you love me. You fill me, so send me to shine from the inside out that the world will see. You live in me, shine from the inside out that the world will see. You live in me.
Isn't it lovely to have our children not just lead us, but really show us what that's like to have the energy and the faith to really shine? Well done, boys and girls. Really, really enjoyed that this morning. One of the charities we like to support in Ballygilbert is Tiny Life. And Jean Patton is going to come and introduce another special guest this morning. We're going to hear a little bit about Tiny Life and explain why the church, Jean, is covered in clothes.
Close enough here, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. On behalf of the mission group, I want to say a big thank you to the members of our congregation. Thank you that you continue to support the work of mission through mission envelopes. Over the past few years, when it has been difficult to support others by sending essential supplies, are going to support them. We have been able to send financial aid to those we know well in Malawi, suffering during their recent floods, and those we've never met, as those in Ukraine and Afghanistan, who suffer in ways that we will never know. So thank you so much. Last year, we chose the home charity of Tiny Life, supporting their work with premature babies and their families. Again, financially, we began the link by presenting a cheque for £500 to the representative. And this morning, we have given them a cheque for £1,000 to support this worthy cause. We've also been able to link with the coffee and chat group to provide knitted hats, cardigans, and blankets. These are all on display here this morning, so please take time to check out all these amazing garments that we will give to Tiny Life. Thank you to those in coffee and chat who have provided these. And thank you to members of the congregation who cannot come on Mondays but faithfully sent items. To family members of some of our congregation and to friends who have knitted so much. I'm now going to introduce you to Tiny Life's representative this morning, and here she is on the screen. This baby weighed 3 pounds 4 ounces when born, and I'm sure you're wondering, how is that baby going to speak to us? But this baby is now a grown woman who's married with two daughters of her own. And her name is Lindsay Kaki. And Lindsay represents Tiny Life this morning. And she's going to tell us what the charity can do with the money that we have given them and with all these knitted items. Lindsay.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. It's lovely to be here this morning to represent Tiny Life. And believe it or not, yes, this is me. In July 1988, and if you're good at maths, yes, that means I'm 35 this year. Tiny Life is also 35 this year. It's an incredible year for us. So some of you may know the history of the charity, that it was set up in 88 as NIMBA. And at the start, it was focusing on the research into preventing premature birth and death and disability caused by premature birth. But shortly after it was set up, we realised really it's the families that also really need the support. So now our main focus is it's the babies, but it's also the family of the babies. And that's where we come in. There's actually six babies every day in Northern Ireland that are born too sick, too small, or too soon. I was born too small and too sick. I wasn't very early, but I was very, very small. I was unexpected. My mum and dad had only recently been married and then moved into a new house and were hoping for a family, but didn't realise I was already starting to brew away in there. So that's me. And yes, 3 pounds, 4 ounces. And you can see that a premature baby can go on to be happy and healthy with the right support. The donations that you've made in terms of the knitwear, it's just gorgeous. It's incredible. What touches me the most about the knitwear is the time and the energy that goes into it. So every tiny little hat we get, every little square, I know that somebody has sat there, use their time and their energy to think about those babies and their families and put that out into the world and the universe and think this is going to help. And that is why it really does. It really honestly does for us. In terms of financial contribution, the church has donated so much. It's such a massive, massive help. You might have seen some of our posters around, and what we say is every pound counts. And we mean that obviously in terms of every pound of a baby, but also every pound for the charity. My colleague, so I'm a community fundraiser and I have an equal in the charity. It's a very small team, but my co-worker Hannah has a baby who is 10 months old, who was born very early, and he was born at 1 pound 4 ounces. And baby Ezra is now, he's about to turn one, and he is happy and healthy. He is tube fed for now, but his mum Hannah received the support from Tiny Life. Whenever he was born in the hospital, one of the family support officers went and met her and came out to her home and helped educate the family on the extra needs that Ezra would have, as well as listen to her worries and her concerns and just be there for her to talk to. And in turn, instead of returning to her previous job after maternity leave, she chose to come and work with us in Tiny Life, which is just beautiful. It really is. In terms of where the money goes, I just have a little brief rundown. So as I mentioned, this is a big year for Tiny Life as we're celebrating 35 years. And I'm sure you've seen recently in the news that a lot of charities are struggling, and this is the same for Tiny Life. Unfortunately, we've had to reduce our team, but we've done that in such a way that the families are still being supported. So it's been a very tricky year for us as well. But the money raised will make a massive difference to all the babies that are born too sick, too small, or too soon. £35 will help pay for 2 hours of one-to-one support for a family with a child in the neonatal unit. £350 will fund a baby massage course that will benefit up to 20 families over 6 weeks. And £3,500 would pay for 2 hospital-grade breast pumps plus kits to allow mothers of newborn babies the opportunity to breastfeed and give their child the best possible start in life. So those are our 35 breakdowns for the 35 years. But it really truly is every pound that counts. And we just want to thank you so much for your contribution to the charity.
That's a wonderful story, isn't it? We're going to sing about that because all of us are wonderfully made. It's one of the things the church teaches, one of the things we say. We come to a Children's Day, don't we? And we marvel at our young children, our young people, and we think, goodness, they're wonderful. Listen, you're wonderful too. We're going to sing about that. It's a new song for us. I heard this recently at another church and we pinched it. So we're going to give it a go. It's called I Am Wonderfully Made.
Thank you.
great, great singing this morning. Boys and girls are going to come and help us review what we've been doing for a while. We've been thinking about the things God can't do. God is not like us, and there's lots that he can't do. Boys and girls are going to help us through that, and they're also going to sing another piece for us. Natalie.
Thanks. What have we been doing at Lighthouse this year? So at Lighthouse this year, we have been very busy from September to November. We did lots of lessons on Philippians, which followed the sermons Craig was teaching in church. And we learned the memory verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything, but ask God for what you need, always asking with a thankful heart. And then at Christmas time, the junior choir went with Anne to sing at two homes for the elderly. And they brought much joy to the residents of both homes, especially with their tambourines. And we also did a simple nativity for the children's address at Christmas. We've recently been carrying out our own fundraising. The lovely Mary and Janet taught the children all about the EPAP food programme in South Africa. We're a local toddler group that they help at our fed each day to help their families. Our children sampled similar food during this lesson. And Mary and Janet hope to return to this toddler group later in the year with the funds we have raised. We collected coins in Smarty Tubes. And if you want to join in, there are Smarty Tubes in the vestibule to take home over the summer and return at the end of August for the final count. And this, or the mission group have very kindly agreed to double whatever we make. So hopefully we will be able to send a good sizable amount to this toddler group in September, October time. Since Christmas, we have been learning a Makaton version of the Aaronic blessing to sing to you very shortly. And we were inspired to learn this Makaton for our actions by our own Patsy, who is part of the Makaton choir at Clifton. And we have also been following the same topics as the congregation about all the things God can't do. And shortly the children are hopefully going to sum up their learning very simply. But before we do that, I would personally like to thank the Lighthouse and the Madhouse team who come along every week to help out. Thank you to Anne, Sharon, Jill, Natasha, Ronnie, Wendy, Janet, Mary, Sonia and Lisa for giving up their time to plan lessons and help out. And it is greatly, greatly appreciated. And as Craig said earlier, after the service today, the children are invited to go to the bookstall. And if there are any wee children who are visiting, you know, they can go to the bookstall too to choose their own book as their end of term Lighthouse gift. So if you do that before you go and get your ice cream, in case you forget to get your book. Okay. So the children are now going to sum up their learning from this term. So bear with us. This could take a wee minute.
God can't learn. He knows everything about us.
God can't surprise. We learned about Joseph. Like him, God has a big plan for us. That's number nine. God can't lie. We can depend on God. We have our hope in him.
God can't be seen. He is invisible. He is everywhere.
Bear to look. We need to look after God's creation.
God can't be lonely. We learned about the Trinity and made a shamrock.
God can't suffer. Even young people grow weary, but God will help us.
God can't die. Jesus is alive.
God can't change. He is always the same, and we can rely on him. All good gifts are from God.
No video. Stephen, get it working, Stephen. We'll try it later, maybe. Hit it with a hammer.
Okay.
We'll circle back to it. No problem. Well, the boys and girls are going to help us lift our offering. So if they want to get ready to do that. This is something that the church family does. We're not expecting visitors to put in, although we gratefully receive that, but the church family likes to offer to God something of what he's given to us. Boys and girls are going to help us to collect that today. Hold that last note, Helen. Thank you, boys and girls. Brilliant. Good job. The song's working. I'm going to do a quick prayer for all this offering we've had, and then you guys can give us your blessing, okay? All right, let's pray. Lord, we're just so grateful for all we have. We give to you because you've given to us, and we want to say thank you. We also pray that you'll take what we give and use it for good. Help the church here in Ballygilbert. Help the world around us. And Father, do what you will in and through us. Father, you are not like us. We've heard that this morning. You're so good and so generous and so kind. And we pray that as we take part in that, that you'd make us more like you. Amen. Right, it's working. Go for it.
Thank you.
time's almost gone. I know you're thinking about ice cream right now. We want to thank Natalie and her team, Sharon and Anne, and all those folks that were mentioned earlier. None of that happens by itself, and lots of us know behind the scenes that Natalie in particular puts a real shift in to do a lot with our young people, and we've benefited from it this morning, haven't we? So with heartfelt thanks, I think we should say thank you to Natalie. Natalie, you should try teaching and organizing a church. Well, we don't want to let the service go by without hearing from God. I want to just give you a couple of lines. We're going to hear two things in here. One, that God is not like us. He is great. But that the great God loves you. Listen for that in this. This is Isaiah 40, a really, really good chapter to know. It says, "Get yourself up to a high mountain. Herald the good news. Lift your voice with strength. Jerusalem, the herald of good news, lift up, don't be afraid. Behold your God. Behold the God who comes with might. His arm is strong and it rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him. His people are before him. But he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He'll gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them close to his heart. And he will gently lead those, especially those with young." Do you hear that? God is great. And God loves you because he loves you. And that's been our big message these past few weeks. And we heard that this morning, I think, very clearly from the boys and girls. Let's sing. Ice cream's on the way. We're going to sing "Before the Throne of God Above." This sums up all we've been thinking about, that the great God will listen to us. Not because we're good, but because he loves us. Father, may that be true for us and true for those we love. We thank you this morning for all that we've enjoyed, the children, the singing, your word, and the assurance that you are great and that you love us. So, Father, would you take us from this place with your love and your grace and your peace until we see you again. Amen.